Welcome back to an episode of the Wizzo Report, where we provide you with news, reviews, clues, and advice. I'm your host, Corey.
And I'm your host, Ray.
Today, we're going to talk about an interesting topic in the Airbnb arena. We've been doing this for quite some time. And the question is, after doing this for 4 years, is it time to let it go?
Yeah, I think it's a good question to answer because there are so many videos on YouTube right now about, you know, the Airbnb bust and, you know, Airbnb shutting down and, you know, where everybody was just coming out of the pandemic and doing all this travel, that's kind of died down now. So is there any more space for Airbnb?
It's a challenge. I mean, because municipalities are cracking down on it. We just saw how the city of Atlanta not long ago decided they were going to just really start cracking down on the number of short-term rentals that can be within the city limits of the city of Atlanta. I mean, thankfully, we don't live within the city of Atlanta. We're not dealing with that. But yeah. You have a lot of lobbyists and people who are on the hotel side who don't necessarily want, short-term rentals to even be in existence anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we have 3 listings on Airbnb right now. We've had a total of 4 listings, but 3 active ones right now.
Yep.
And if I had to do it all over again, I would.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely would.
Yeah. I mean, the short-term rental, one thing I'll say about our short-term rental business is that it's been not short-term rental. I mean, you've had more medium to long-term rentals where people have literally wanted to book. Like when we first got into this, we were thinking, oh, you know, we're going to have to, you know, they'll be here for a couple of nights and then you have to get out there and change the sheets and clean everything and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
But people were literally staying 3-6 months. I mean, right now we have a guest who's here for an entire year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are pretty good. Those are the rentals that you want.
Yeah, I agree. I don't actually have an interest in short-term rentals anymore. Like,
I know.
I'm looking for someone to say, hey, I need at least 30 days in one of your listings. I mean, I love that, you know.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you know, rental after rental, everyone wants to stay that long and feel comfortable. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a hack, too, with this whole situation. So if you are a person looking for an apartment, and there may be some situations going on where you can't find the right community or the lease situation may not be what you want, consider going down the Airbnb route and do a long-term stay within an Airbnb because there's no lease to sign. There's just monthly billing on the spot that you're staying in. So,
you know, I think there's still this this misconception about Airbnb that when you book, whether it's for a year, 2 nights, 1 month, that you have to pay that entire balance up front.
That's true, yeah.
You know, so I think that's why it's not as common for people to do long-term stays yet as it was in the past, because that is how it was set up originally. You would, if you needed to stay a year, you had to fork over several $1,000s.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people who stayed here for many months. And the moment that there is a payment issue, Airbnb will notify you. They'll notify them, obviously. And if it's not resolved, then, you know, then you go down the route of saying, hey, you know, your stay has come to an end.
Yeah.
And we're going to need you to vacate the premises. And we've had that situation one time, and the situation resolved itself very quickly, which was great.
And really, without any ill feelings, ill will,
nothing like that.
It was very smooth.
Yeah, absolutely. Smooth, yeah. I know everybody may not have that same experience, but
yeah.
We've been very fortunate, and because we're so critical on the front end.
Yeah. How critical?
We're very critical. If you don't have 5 stars, you're not staying here.
Yeah, I've actually had a response from Airbnb to ask me to approve more stays. I had denied so many people's request to stay, and I'm denying the request because there's not enough reviews or any reviews at all. And you know, their reply to me when I said that is that, well, most people, if it's their first time, you know, they said about 90% of the time they gave some percentage that it's going to be a 5-star review when they stay.
Well, we know that ain't true.
It's not.
Airbnb lied. We got the receipts on why they lied.
Right.
I mean, we have taken some chances on some people without reviews, and there have been times where they have been excellent people.
Yeah.
And then we've had some critters that have come in this gate that we're just like, where the hell did you come from? And why are you here?
I mean, I'll be completely honest. Definitely the majority of the people that have stayed without reviews, it was a great experience.
Yeah.
The majority. The vast majority. But the two or three times where it went to hell is worth it to be that, it's worth it to be that
hard on them. Yeah. Speaking of which, I mean, we had an experience where this individual did not have any reviews. We allowed this individual to come stay here. The listing says that it's only supposed to be for two people. And this thing got out the car with three folks plus an animal. Animals are not allowed in our unit.
Didn't know the animal was there until the end of the stay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was fixing cars, doing oil changes out there in the parking lot, brake jobs. It's like,
it's a lot.
Just hanging out in the car during the daytime. I mean, it was interesting to watch what happens when you're not critical.
Yeah.
And be the gatekeeper of people. When you say five stars is the minimum that we'll accept, and you drop it, I mean, you do run the risk of inviting some very interesting people on your property.
So again, I just it's not time to quit Airbnb. And for the people that are getting out of it, you know, I asked myself, you know, did they get in too quickly? Did they not, you know, form? You know, did they not do something different to stand out? Like, you know.
No, I think desperation sometimes will cause people to lower their standards. Like if you have a mortgage that you need to pay and you're not getting the booking requests to come through from people with five-star reviews, then you will start taking the threes and the twos. And you know why people have two and three stars, because they weren't a good guest.
I don't even think I would look at the details of the request if I saw one with two or three stars.
No.
I take that back. I'm actually curious.
I would look at the kicks and giggles, it'll be good to read it and to see why the hell you ended up in Airbnb hell. But I mean, it's like, why, you know, you have to be very, very careful because it's an asset. And it takes one bad guest to go in and destroy something, or decide they want to have a party, or you know, a meth lab they want to set up in your shit. It's like, no, that's not what we're doing.
See, with an actual hotel, if they have to take a room out of service because of a bad guest, it's just a room, and they still can make money off the other rooms while repairs are being going on, while repairs are taking place in that room.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of rooms. But with Airbnb, it's different. I mean, you have your listing.
Yep.
If that listing is damaged, you have no other way to make money until all those repairs are done.
You know?
You have to be really cautious about who you're letting
in. And Airbnb, they're not the easiest to deal with when there's damage. I mean, they're going to go after the guest for the total amount of the repair. Mm. And if they don't pay, then their insurance might kick in. But they don't make it very easy for you to manage these types of things. And that's a little disheartening, though.
They've gotten better over time, but it's still not great. It's basically how I would describe it.
I mean, the last situation where he screwed up, I mean, literally locked a dog in the bathroom, and the dog made a black ring around all the walls, and we had to go in there and repaint and do
place the trim,
50 million ozone treatments to get the smell of the animal out of there. And you, all that time, the whole entire listing is offline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the worst.
It was the worst.
To date, in the past 4 years, that was the worst experience.
Yeah.
I mean, it just needed time to air out.
I think we had a couple of back-to-back bad ones, and the other one was a person who had great reviews, but her girlfriend decided she wanted to kill her in the in the literally, driveway. Y'all, literally, I'm gonna run your ass over.
Run over the parking lot.
Yeah, it's like no, you go ahead and pack up, and you need to leave.
Could not believe that happened.
We're not doing that. But overall, within the 4 years, absolutely continue to keep going.
Oh yeah,
because you have to be the gatekeeper.
Yeah,
I mean, literally in the literal sense as well as in the figurative sense, and not allow anybody and anything to walk into your property.
There are people that need to quit Airbnb, though.
Oh, there's a whole lot of folks that need to. I mean, our housekeeper, she deals with these situations with her other clients, and it's like we have heard some horror stories about how other hosts.
She loves cleaning the Airbnbs.
She loves ours because we have great guests. But when you go over to the other sides of Atlanta where you're dealing with people who don't take as much pride in their asset, it's not a great thing.
Yeah.
But I think overall it's been a great experience, and we want to continue.
We're going to keep going.
Keep it going, for sure.
Want to thank everybody for tuning in to this episode of The Wizzo Report.
Thank you so much. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on this video.
Yeah. Okay.